Fellow Dominicans, friends, greetings. Approximately 1 year ago, I informed the nation that government had begun discussions with Emera Incorporated with a view to acquiring the majority share ownership in the Dominica Electricity Services Company, Dominic. On several occasions prior to that time, I have expressed publicly the need for us to take greater control of our energy security and correct an historic wrong, returning Dominic to the ownership of the Dominican people. This interest in the ownership of Dominic is predicated on the firm belief that our citizens are better served when the country's main utilities, such as water and electricity, are in the hands of the state. You will recall that the government of the late Dame Mary Eugenia Childs Freedom Party acquired majority shares in Dominic between 1983 and 1993 from the Commonwealth Development Corporation, CDC. Dominic was expanded and brought to profitability and was later sold back to CDC in 1997 by the United Workers Party government. 72% of Dominic's shares were sold for a mere $21 million, leaving the majority of Dominicans in shock and dismay. This decision to sell was widely viewed as ill-advised and against the best interest of electricity consumers of this country. The majority share ownership of Dominic was changed twice since 1997. On both occasions, these shares were owned by foreign companies, with the most recent being Light and Power Holdings Limited, LPH of Barbados, a majority-owned subsidiary of Emera Inc. Although there has been a marked improvement in Dominic's services since Emera Inc. acquired majority shares in April 2013, it has always been the desire of the Dominican Labour Party government to regain ownership of Dominic for the people of Dominica. We have enjoyed over the years a solid, professional relationship with Emera Inc. that has been defined by mutual trust and respect. This has categorized our discussions over the last several months as we have been in negotiations to acquire their shares in Dominic. I now have the privilege to announce that the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica will, on March 31, 2022, sign an agreement with Emera Inc. to purchase its 52% stake in Dominic. This means that from April 1, 2022, and this is not an April Fool's joke, the government and people of Dominica will once more hold controlling interest in Dominic. 21% of the shares will continue to be held by the Dominican Social Security, and the remaining 27% is owned by private investors, mainly Dominicans. The acquisition of Dominic aligns with our goals to build resilience in the energy sector through deliberate action to improve energy security and strengthen growth and economic prospects. As part of our vision for Dynamic Dominica, we are pursuing greater efficiency in electricity generation to meet our national target of 100% clean carbon neutral energy by the year 2030. We anticipate that the sustainable utilization of our country's renewable geothermal energy resource in the Roseau Valley will enhance the resilience of our power systems, reduce our energy import bill, and help secure our economic future. Our exploration of this reality, of this readily available and more cost-effective energy option, will promote shared prosperity and further position Dominica to confront climate change challenges and other economic shocks. Recognizing the vulnerability of our island to severe weather events brought about by climate change, we will seek to enhance the integrated system for the generation, transmission, and distribution of affordable and sustainable energy. Enhancing the resilience of the power system will require significant investment to avert risk, minimize damage to infrastructure, and avoid disruptions of service. As a matter of priority, the government of Dominica will undertake further upgrades of transmission and distribution lines and fortify operations at existing power plants to deliver a more efficient electricity supply to homes and businesses. These targeted efficiency measures, along with cleaner, more affordable geothermal energy, is expected to result in lower utility bills, reduced cost of doing business, and job creation as a spillover effect. We do not want to create the illusion to customers that assuming majority ownership of Domlec will immediately translate to lower electricity bills, but we are preparing the foundation for that. It is important to note that we will inherit the debt associated with the post-Hurricane Maria restoration of the electricity grid. Additionally, the cost inherent in reducing our island's vulnerability to climate hazards, the adverse effects of the Russia-Ukraine war on energy and commodity prices, and an ongoing rate review by the Independent Regulatory Commission, the IRC, could potentially impact how swiftly we are able to reduce the cost of electricity. The government of Dominica commits to action, which will ensure that these costs are not too burdensome for customers. As a long-term objective, the government will endeavor to stabilize electricity costs and boost capacity. Working with the regulators, we will seek to protect consumers from rising energy prices through the application of reasonable tariffs and ensuring that every Dominican consumer can afford basic electricity rates. We're also exploring the potential for further development of our geothermal resources. We have two consultancies ongoing at the moment, supported by the World Bank, where we are doing a gap analysis of the legal, regulatory, and institutional framework for geothermal and conducting a market analysis of downstream uses of geothermal, in particular, the use of the heat. CREED and the Ministry of Energy are also in discussions with a Trinidad company who are very excited about partnering with us on the development of our geothermal potential in the north of the island to spur our green industrialization and green energy prospects, in line with our commitments to pursue a low carbon economy. All these are geared towards enhancing economic diversification and growth, supporting sustainable jobs, and catalyzing a dynamic Dominica. I must point out that the acquisition of Domlec by the government does not mean consumers are now exempt from the payment of the bills. As owners of Domlec, Dominicans now have a more urgent responsibility to ensure the company's sustainability and profitability over the long term. The government of Dominica is also fully cognizant of our own responsibility to protect and serve the interests of Dominic's shareholders, including current and future pensioners of the Dominican Social Security, as well as the many regular citizens among you who depend on the payment of dividends to sustain their livelihoods. It is incumbent on all of us, therefore, to continue to meet our commitments to Domlec. As part of our mandate, we will appoint a strong, diverse and qualified board of directors to help set the long-term direction of the company and ensure its sustainability. I wish to assure all concerned that government does not intend to get involved in the day-to-day running of Domlec. Rather, the management team at Domlec, led by the capable Mrs. Bertilia Mackenzie, who will be retained as general manager, will administer the affairs of the company, guided by their experience and familiarity with the company's structure and operations. The government of Dominica is confident that the decision to acquire Domlec is in the best interest of electricity consumers, their shareholders, and employees of the company, and of course, our country, Dominica. This is an important milestone for all of us, and I am gratified that the efforts of this Dominican Labour Party government to re-establish Domlec as a public entity have paid off. Indeed, it is an historic achievement of which we must all be proud. It is especially significant for our children, who now have a more personal stake in the development of this country's energy resources. And this improves our future prospects for energy independence. Once again, on behalf of the government and people of Dominica, I thank Emera Inc. for an amicable and productive partnership over the past years. As a people, we now look forward to the creation of a more resilient and sustainable energy infrastructure and the provision of affordable, reliable electricity for all citizens and residents. I invite the collaboration and support of every Dominican as we embark on this new, exciting journey. May God bless you, and may God bless Dominica. Thank you.